Rogers fired one wide of the net of Aaron Dieters. Still scoreless. Backhanded shot. Another attempt there by Pankowski. Bemidji State's Aaron Dieters coming up with four big saves here already in this hockey game.
Aaron Dieters hadn't played in a couple weeks, but when the time came last Saturday to fill in between the pipes, she quickly found her zone.
Huge save! Dieters goes down in a heap on top of the puck and comes up with a spectacular save.
A big-time save for the redshirt freshman out of Sartell, Minnesota.
On no bigger stage than in front of a sellout crowd at Laban Arena did Dieters perform, making a career-best 61 saves. Let's have another toast to the good almighty. Let's pray we stay young, stay made of lightning. Am I the
only believer? As I'm watching it, it's just, I guess I wasn't really surprised. I saw somebody that was really kind of locked in. I thought, you know, I'd indicated in the middle of the week that that was my plan. And I could see her, you know, she was really focused in practice. And even after the game Friday night, you could tell that she was getting herself locked in. So I was just really proud of her because it was not an easy situation. Coming in after her teammate had played so well the night before and everything that, you know, all the mental things that you're thinking about, but I thought she really played well.
The Beaver backup goalie got some help from her penalty kill, who continued to be perfect, while her defense blocked 31 shots in front of her. It was said after the game that the Badgers had over 130 shots fired in the offensive zone. No matter the outcome, this game was one to remember for all time.
Oh, Anderson with a huge shot on a breakaway. And she comes up big. 1-0 Bemidji State, 13:46 to play.
Dieters put herself in the record books with the second most saves all time in BSU program history. And the Beavers, well, they came close to sweeping one of the top teams in the country. But the Badgers stole game two of the weekend away in overtime.
It's always fun to be able to stop that many shots, but at the end, we wanted a W, but the girls put an amazing performance in front of me, and we left everything on the ice, and that's all we could ask for.
Anytime you can take points on the road, it's a good thing. This weekend, the Beavers would certainly like to do that again, but this time take all 6 points, like they did earlier this season at home against UND. Up next, it's your BSU Beavers taking on the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks on the Beaver Radio Network. I get down on my knees for you.